You're listening to SBS News.
Back in Australia and back on the public airwaves. Malcolm Turnbull has long been a high-profile person with much to say on the public record. But in his first major media appearance since returning to Australia after spending time in the United States following his removal from the Prime Ministership, Mr. Turnbull has admitted there is one question he cannot answer, namely, why he's no longer Prime Minister. When asked precisely that on the ABC's Q&A program, Mr. Turnbull says it's a question better directed at those within the Liberal Party who plotted his downfall as Prime Minister. And he wasn't afraid to name them.
The only people that can answer that are the people that engineered the coup. There are people like Peter Dutton and Tony Abbott and Greg Hunt and Matthias Cormann, the people who voted for the spill.
Mr. Turnbull says he doesn't include his successor, current Prime Minister Scott Morrison, amongst those who ended his prime ministership, saying he wasn't supportive of what he sees as undermining by the likes of Mr. Dutton and Mr. Abbott, whom Mr. Turnbull has branded insurgents. He says the likes of Mr. Dutton and Mr. Abbott were so corrosive, they ended up making his government untenable and were willing to do so at any cost, frightening people into going along with their movement to get rid of Mr. Turnbull. He's gone as far as to suggest that those within the party agitating against him were so against him, they didn't want the Liberal Party to win the next federal election if he was the leader.
There are some people who would have voted for the spill, not because they wanted me to stop being Prime Minister, but they wanted the destabilisation to stop. Maybe they were worried we'd win the election. Maybe they were not worried we'd lose it. Maybe they were worried we'd win it.
Mr. Turnbull has told the ABC show his removal and the reaction to it in the electorate signals a serious crisis for the Liberal Party, namely that it is going too far to the right wing and away from the vision of its founder and its most successful leaders.
This is a fundamental problem that the Liberal Party faces. In order to be successful as a political movement, you have to win votes from the centre. The Liberal Party, to succeed, has to be a broad church. And that means that it has to, you know, represent people with small L liberal views and people with more conservative views. That was Menzies' broad church, you know, what Howard's talked about and so forth. That is being frayed.
Despite what has happened to him, Mr. Turnbull says he's not going to be like deposed Prime Ministers Mr. Abbott and Kevin Rudd and be seen to be undermining his successor. He says his departure from politics means he is no danger to Scott Morrison.
I wish Scott all the best in the election. I really do. There is a media narrative. Prime Minister is deposed by his colleagues. The deposed Prime Minister then goes off and plots to bring down his successor and overthrow him, right? And the media will write that story whether the facts fit it or not. Now, what I have done is quite the opposite. I have left the parliament, so I can't be a threat to Scott Morrison or anyone else.
Mr. Turnbull told the ABC studio audience he's not bitter or resentful, rather that he values what he was able to do whilst he was Prime Minister. He singled out economic issues and the legalisation of same-sex marriage as particular achievements of his government.
I got an enormous amount done. You know, think of the big social reforms, legalising same-sex marriage. I mean, what a gigantic reform that was. I was able to do that.
Malcolm,
Look at the steps we were able to take in terms of trade. So, you know, I'm very positive about my time in office.
Mr. Turnbull's former seat of Wentworth in Sydney's East is now held by independent Karen Phelps after the Liberal Party lost the by-election caused by Mr. Turnbull's resignation. He's rejected accusations he didn't do enough to help the Liberal Party candidate, Dave Sharma, win that by-election. Instead, Mr. Turnbull says a disastrous final week of the campaign cost the Liberal Party victory and sent it in to minority government.
My judgment is that Dave Sharma would have won the election with a reduced majority, obviously, quite substantially reduced, had it been held the Saturday before. I believe the by-election was lost in the last week. It was a pretty messy week for the government with the announcements and, the vote on the it's OK to be white, Pauline Hanson resolution in the Senate, the announcement of a review as to the location of the Australian Embassy in Israel. All of those things created a very messy week.
The legacy of that week, and Mr. Turnbull's departure, is a mess the government will have to try and clean up without him. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.